Right, hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David. It's time to roll to the rescue for the last time.
That's right. It is time to meet our best bots forever, parts one and part two.
Ooh, it's two-parter.
Yes,
as it would have been called back in the old days, one episode of a normal 22-minute cartoon.
That's correct.
Well, yes, these are half-length episodes.
And both halves first aired November 30th, 2019, and both written by Kieran Morrison and Mick O'Hara.
There we go. There's some properly Irish-sounding names again.
Mick O'Hara.
Last seen around here writing Tune Out. That's one of the Sonic Fence and the, like, weird mantis alien.
I love a good mantis alien.
That was a neat one.
So it is just about graduation time, so cue the vitamin C.
No. Cue the Green Day.
Oh. They played that at my graduation. I hated it.
I graduated, like, the year before it came out, so I was spared.
I don't know songs, so I don't remember.
Well, there you go.
We did get vitamin C, though, so cue the vitamin C, or if you prefer, cue the scene where vitamin C, like, has sex with Dracula on her ceiling in the movie Dracula 2000.
I don't know why I thought of that, like, last week, but I thought of that last week. I was like, remember when we just had this pop singer called Vitamin C because she had bright orange hair and she was in that Dracula 3000 movie and...
Sorry, no, Dracula 2000. There is also Dracula 3000. That one takes place in space.
Yes. I think that's the one I saw.
Dracula 2000 is not good, but it's kind of good, bad, and it's an entertainingly bad. Dracula 3000 is just dull. Don't bother.
I think one of them has a sex robot in it, though.
That is not a seal of quality. Honestly, name a good movie that has a sex robot in it.
AI, artificial intelligence.
I said a good movie.
Oh, burn.
People seem to like that companion movie.
Okay, I'll give you that. I've heard good things about that movie. That maybe is finally what breaks the mold because you made the sex robot the main character.
Galaxina, Cherry 2000.
Cherry 2000 is garbage.
Arguably Barbarella, because there is a machine.
There's a sex machine. I would not call it a sex robot, though.
That's fair.
Yeah, no. It also that is also a good bad movie. That's.
Hey, what about Heavy Metal?
Ooh, that is a good one.
I hate Heavy Metal.
But it's your one-way ticket to midnight.
Now I'm just thinking about Data being fully functional.
I would say, like, all the music in Heavy Metal is good, but I don't remember all of it. I remember it having good music and me not giving a shit about most of the animation.
Boring.
I mean, it's got some issues. I think, at the very least, a bit with the zombies is really cool. The bomber.
Yes, the bomber is, like, the only part I remember being good.
I have not watched it for a while, but I have picked it up on VHS, and I should definitely, like... Once I get my CRT entertainment area set up, that's on the short list.
Jen, to quote the late, great Gilbert Gottfried, I'm going to have a heart attack from being not surprised that you own Heavy Metal on VHS.
Yeah. Yes.
Wasn't the sequel called Heavy Metal 2000?
Yes,
it was, and it really wasn't a sequel, because it wasn't like an anthology, it was just like...
Yeah, it was just one story. I'd never even bothered to see that one, because...
Well, it was what's-her-name from Julie Strain, who was married to, like, Kevin Eastman.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, who's, like, the main character. It certainly lacked the charm, and also Canadians of the first Heavy Metal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it didn't have at least... John Candy was one of the voice actors in that?
John Candy's in it. Eugene Levy's in it.
I don't know what they teach young people about these days, but I had to explain SCTV to one of my 30-something coworkers last week. Oh.
I mean, that is sad that that's something that has, like, completely faded away, but it completely makes sense.
Well, it's not on streaming. We gotta get it on streaming.
Yeah. It very short... Very funny, very Canadian, so it
He hadn't heard of Strange Brew.
Oh, man.
Okay, now that... Also, that hurts me. But that also makes sense. Oh, God.
That's cultural attrition here is not good.
Anyway.
Shit, I'd almost want to do an audio track for that. That's a great, stupid movie. Anyway, yes, episode. Hotshot world, hoist, medics, and wedge. Their teamwork together will give them the edge. Rescue Bots Academy.
So yeah, the graduation is coming up, and they've got one last test. But it turns out that their test is that they have to compete against the teachers.
Your final test is to kill your teachers.
That's right.
Wait, no. They're just going to compete against the teachers.
Your final test, we're handing each of you a sharp stick. The last one surviving graduates.
Oh, they have to compete against robot teachers that are trying to hurt them. Well, not hurt them. Oh, what is that stupid 80s movie with robot teachers?
Is it Class of
Newcomb High?
Class of 1984?
Oh, 19...
Or class of 1994?
1999, something like that. Yeah,
Class of 1999, I think that's it.
I think there was a sequel. It had a sequel that was shittier.
Yeah, I think it's a... I think that's... maybe just the sequel was Trauma, but it's definitely Trauma adjacent.
Yeah. Well, then again, like, it's hard to tell what a Trauma movie is, since most Trauma movies are movies that Trauma just put out.
Yes, this is true.
Like, they were just a licensor, distributor.
I have Surf Nazis Must Die on Betamax.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, Betamax. Like, what?
Can you even get a Betamax player anymore?
I've been
anywhere?
Trying. I've been looking.
I would imagine.
And that's something
no.
that I've kept my eye out for while I've been doing the flea markets and the antique malls this summer, and I haven't found one yet, but I need to do a thorough rundown of the Strasbourg Emporium, because I'm pretty sure they've got a couple booths with old electronics equipment.
We're easily distracted this recording session. Jen, you have lots of VHSs. You apparently have Betamaxes. Do you have any laser discs?
Not currently.
Well, that sucks. No, I'm not asking if you have a laser disc player. No one does at this point. Although, that's one thing I keep thinking about getting. But it's probably annoyingly expensive at this point, unless people are making third-party ones.
I mean, it could be a video disc player. I did see an HD DVD copy of The Shining at a thrift shop yesterday.
No.
But I think I have my one representative HD DVD movie, which is the stupidest $2 I ever spent on Transformers 2007.
Now you have to buy something on DivX.
I do.
Oh my god.
Do you have a UMD?
I have a PSP, but it's a Japanese one.
Oh,
so I need to sideload some kind of custom firmware to get it to region unlock.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, because they did put out Short Circuit on UMD. Also Transformers the Movie, but I think only in the UK, but it still plays.
Probably.
So anyway, they're finally, they will have to compete against the teachers in carrying a rescue victim through, like, an obstacle course. But the recruits get Tough Luck Chuck, and the teachers have Grimlock.
Okay, that's fair, I guess. I do like that we get some Grimlock for the end of the season.
Yeah, it was cute. Like, all the teachers don't get lines, do they? I mean, Heatwave, of course, does. Grimlock does.
Yes.
I
can't remember if Boulder gets one offhand.
Yeah, I think it was, like, Blades. I think it's a couple lines. Yeah, Boulder or oh, no, Chase. I don't think Chase has any.
Oh, okay.
Does it? Wait. No, maybe he does. Maybe they all do, which is weird.
Oh.
Hmm.
Anyway.
The important thing is Blades carrying Grimlock around in that harness.
Yes.
Yes.
And Optimus Prime, it turns out, is there too. And he's got... apparently all the
he's
other...
He's got that terrifying mask chin still.
Yes, that is messed up.
I don't like it.
Oh, but before Prime shows up when, like, the kiddos beat all their professors by dragging a Grimlock around, just barely... Hotshot wins by cheating. He manipulates Grimlock's fear of cats.
It's true.
Like, everyone else gets, like, a legit win, even if, like, Chase doesn't complete his because Grimox gets wedged in an ice tunnel. So they get stopped by obstacles.
Which is something you'd think they could have checked on. But
Hotshot is outright cheating.
I do appreciate, though, that we get the return of Boat Wave.
Yes.
Hmm. And we have remembered that sometimes Heat Wave can be Boat.
Yeah.
And it turns out that all the other rescue bots are indeed orphans, because nobody else has come to see them. But Hotshot, somehow, has a friend who's there, and that is his old pal Scorch. Who is in...
This feels like a test.
It kind of does, because it's Optimus bringing in, but it would... Now I wish they'd, like, each one had had someone come in as a representative, like Whirl and Big Whirl.
Aww.
Aw, that would have been a great, like, one-shot cameo.
And he is apparently and he is clearly based on, like, the old Turbo Master.
Oh, he was. I didn't actually look up.
Yeah, he's very, like, interesting design. Mm-hmm. Definitely worth looking up.
Yes.
Yeah, he, like, seeing him made me just think of, oh, what if Flame but boxy? Because he's sort of got flames on his forearms.
And he's come there. He wants them to join their team, the Cyberblazers, because the Cube finals are coming up.
Cube! We're back to Cube.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, I'm also a part of a team now, a rescue team. Look at all the stuff we've done. And then Scorch is not impressed. Even after they rescue a window washer.
Scorch is... Medics, who was about to say that the humans would call him something, but is saved by a siren.
Hmm. Oh, yes. Scorch is a beep, beep.
Yes.
Like loud beeping. Like, it just amuses me that like, Medics might have been about to curse.
Yes.
Medics, of all people.
Well, he's being honest. Medics is very good at being honest and telling things like they are.
That is after Scorch bullies Tough Luck Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Scorch is a jerk.
Yes.
He's just a big jerk. He's like a, like, 80s teen movie bully level of jerk.
He's very William Zabka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's very much like... Kind of like how Hotshot was in episode 1.
Mm.
But more so. Like, he's the bully come back to save his other bully from the nerd team.
So I must go
Nothing
into
like
some...
Revenge of the Nerds, that's a horrible movie.
I must go into some proselytizing here. One of my favorite things that I think we may get to someday. But this is basically like the character arc through BotBots.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get the guy who is part of this jerky, cool group, and he falls in with these, not losers, but kind of losers, and the other jerky characters have rejected him, and he's gotta, like, decide who his real friends are.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is Hotshot is Burgertron. Guys, BotBots is so good.
Someday.
So, you know, Hotshot is kind of bumped out, and then, but, you know, Wedges, he's figured out there's one more simulation that they can do, and it's a forest fire. But because Hotshot is so bumped out, they totally blow it.
All his character development, just dust in the wind.
Oh, yeah, by one line from Scorch, then, oh, you're just a garden hose to them.
Yes.
On Cybertron with our team, you're a star.
Bright shining star.
Yes. And so he just decides, well, you know, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Oh. We also see, I forget who's watching. Oh, maybe it was Scorchwire, but he was
Scorch is watching TV.
Yeah, there's a commercial with Mr. Pettypaws in it.
Yes.
Yes, Pettypaws the Third has become a TV star. Well, commercial star.
I know you can read my thoughts, boy. Meow, 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 meow. And so, you know, he's saying goodbye, and that's the end of the episode. But luckily, we're doing both episodes in one episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
So flash forward to the next episode, everybody is bummed out. You know, they are going to leave his...
I will note that we do not have time for a last time on Rescue Bots Academy here.
Nope.
I thought maybe we were going to get a last time on Rescue Bots Academy here, but nope, we only got, like, 12 minutes. Well, we're going to keep plowing ahead.
They originally aired together, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yes, they didn't need to do... Between the commercial break, this happened before the commercial break.
So everybody is just kind of bummed out where... You know, but we are going to leave Hotshot's pedestal at the graduation ceremony, because even though he won't be there in person, he will be there in spirit.
He is still graduating.
Yes, because yeah, technically he did commit do everything and needs to graduate. He just won't be at the ceremony. Mm-hmm.
He's not going to the graduation. It's too cool.
So we cut to Cybertron, and Scorch is introducing Hotshot to his teammates. You got Mach, and I don't... Is Mach based on anybody?
I don't think so. Visually didn't really ring a bell.
That is a good question, because it is... I mean, Mach is a one of the Landcross components, one of the Multiforce.
Right, but he doesn't really look like him.
No, he's...
This could just be a cool name they came up with.
Yes.
He's sort of like, what if you were doing a Rescue Bots Academy kid based on Ironhide, but with wheels for feet.
Betch Taster.
And more gold.
I love the dub.
Of course, that's not nearly as bizarre as the other teammate.
Yeah, one is like, what?
Who appears to be based on Glowstrike.
Almost entirely. Yeah. The head is
the Decepticon from Robots in Disguise, which is in the same continuity. So this is like her Juvie Hall kid sister or something.
Maybe. Yeah. Could be. Which is pretty cool.
Yes.
Need more recognition of Robots in Disguise randos.
Mm-hmm. And apparently it is... it's like an hour before the final when they bring him in.
Yeah, that's odd. I mean, of course it's the last day because the big game is happening at the same time, or almost the same time as the graduation.
And is this like an organized, like, and this appears to be like an organized, like, major sporting event, and not like,
yeah,
like a white man can't jump kind of street ball tournament.
I mean, it's
yeah, but
still...
it does seem weird that we're swapping in a new player in the last hour.
Yes.
I mean, I'd say the fact that everyone is kid coded suggests that it may be closer to like a college level.
Oh,
but...
that's true. Or like Little League.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my town won the state Little League championships a couple weeks ago, and there was a parade.
Hmm.
So yes, maybe it's just like very serious Little League. It's a whole parade.
And so apparently the recruits they're going to now watch, it is going to be on TV, or the on Holovision or something.
Yeah.
But they need to boost the signal using the space bridge, and they've got to be careful, because I'm pretty sure this is how that movie Stay Tuned happened.
Kind of, yeah. Because I love Medics' reaction when they're suggesting, well, we need more power. Well, we can hook it up to the space bridge. Oh, that's a terrible idea.
I really appreciate when Medics is happy to just spectate other people's disasters.
Yeah, and then I think it's Wedge says, well, then let's do it.
Because he does that sometimes, and it's great.
We need more power. Roof, 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 roof. We're Tim Allen-ing all over the place.
No, I refuse.
Also, like... Oh, I forget it. Prime says something about, because Prime's in this episode again, or is it just Heatwave, that, like, I think it's like after the big game, he's going to have to return the multi-cog.
Yeah.
Which, I wasn't sure that was something they could take back out of him, but apparently they can.
Yeah, and they're just going to give it to somebody else.
Yeah, sorry, Chosen One, you've been unchosen.
They could have given it to any of the other kiddos, and they would handle it better. Okay, maybe not Whirl.
Prime doesn't let on that this was a test, but it sure feels like a test. Like, Prime is testing him.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been, like, an inadvertent test. Like, you know, he's not manipulating things behind the scenes, but he could have just told Scorch to go pound sand.
Yeah.
He spent a lot of time with the little prime. What was his name?
Oh yeah, Micronus.
Well, Micronus Prime.
Micronus, yes. This very much feels like a Micronus manipulation thing. It's like, was this a test or wasn't it a test? I'm a Yoda.
Well, that's because he's short.
Yeah.
Good old Micronus. Just randomly being unnecessarily a jerk.
Yeah, so the Cyberblades are doing pretty well, but unfortunately, it's not quite getting zapped into a hellish TV dimension with John Ritter and Pam Dauber, but Heatwave, Cody, Chase, and Optimus Prime all end up get trapped in like a Sue Storm-type energy bubble.
Oh, oops. Yes! And Heatwave manages to communicate non-verbally.
Yes. By looking extremely cross.
Yes.
You can tell this isn't the old. This is a, you know, Heatwave has grown and matured because he would have otherwise been communicating by giving them the finger.
Yes.
Yeah. Hotshot Mitchup manages to convince the other cyber blazers, whatever they are, that teamwork is what makes the dream work.
Yes.
Like, if we work together, we might be able to double our score instead of just maybe winning by 1 point.
Yes, well, it turns out that Scorch does not believe this and almost instantly ends up on the DL.
Yes. Well, he does sort of play along with it in the first half of the game, but then the second half, it's like, no, I must be the best player. It's like, wait, no.
And they should have shown on the broadcast where they're, like, when a guy gets injured playing football, they cut to commercial, but they don't use the usual music. They play, like, a sad version. Like, you know, usually the music is like da 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 da, but then when a guy gets injured, it's like this sort of like low key piano da 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 da.
That's almost like wah 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 wah.
I mean, it's sort of become that.
Oh, sports.
I mean, I can only say so much because I did spend much of the weekend at a baseball game, and it was incredible.
Yes. Yay.
Also, I do want to mention that when the other team comes out and they're, like, all clearly not doing, you know, not being cohesive as a team, Hotshot points out that they've got a lot of I in their team, and I was just like, no.
Yes.
No, absolutely not. You stop that. You cut that out right now.
Yeah, no. The other team are, I won't exactly say Decepticon coded, but like the Cyber Blazers are all yellows and reds and fiery colors, and the other team, which I don't think even get a name.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
No,
they do not.
Individuals don't get names. They don't get lines. They're all blue ones and purples.
Yeah, yeah. They are kind of in color, kind of Decepticon coded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So they try like popping this bubble and putting more energy in it, but instead that makes it bigger.
Mistakes are made.
Oh, yeah, because, like, that's the whole thing. It gets bigger, and then even when they pull out the cords that were supercharging and hoping to pop, it keeps getting bigger. It's exponentially growing.
Yes. Good job. You've set off a reaction and independently...
It swallows the entire
continuous
base.
Reaction.
And... They're talking about it like it's just going to keep growing and swallow the entire planet. It's a planet killer bubble.
Yes.
Which is wild to think that you could just be going about your day and then suddenly the world is destroyed by some alien children you didn't even know were on Earth.
Yes.
Like, oops.
And all because they were basically trying to do the equivalent of get it illegal cable.
Yes.
Yes.
Those kids.
So Hotshot's team does indeed, they win the championship. It's, flags fly forever. But then he, as he's going to get the trophy, he finds this picture that that Wedge put into his bag of him and his pals, and he realizes what truly matters to him. Hmm. So...
Aww.
Meanwhile, the Earth is about to be destroyed, and... Hoist has the idea of maybe if we made it colder, If only we had, like, a guy who was basically a garden hose.
Yeah, if only we had someone here who could spray water on things.
And surprise, here comes Hotshot, and he's going to put the wet stuff on the red stuff.
I love how he just comes in and is like, hey, guys, I was missing you. Holy moly!
I leave you guys alone for 2 hours.
It's Donald Glover with pizza.gif. Yes.
So he brings out his little hoses, and then they fetch two more hoses from behind the base.
Yes. And it works. Everybody is safe and hot. And Heatwave can only be so angry because here come all the Griffin Rock people, including the mayor.
Yay!
Yes, we can see the mayor again, who his character model's changed a little bit. He's very expressive.
It is. Yes. That voice is not...
Yeah, the voice, I do not like the voice.
They did not even try.
Yeah, like, after 52 of these episodes, like, I've kind of gotten used to the voices they've replaced the bots with. They're fine, Cody's, whatever.
Yeah.
But the mayor was such an over-the-top caricature of a character. His voice was so specific that having anything else and something that's not great just feels wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But his toupee bouncing as he talks is pretty good.
Yes.
Oh, another, well, because I posited just the right thing. Like, the way he's waving his arms around are great little animation smears. He's just very expressive. Mm-hmm. He just sounds bad. So the mayor and the other people that have showed up, it's like, oh, a great display for our graduation. Wonderful. With the popping bubble. It's like, yeah, sure. Let's escort you over to the side, mayor. Keep you distracted.
So they graduate, Heatwave takes a photo, and all is well. And that's the end of this first season. It's, you know, I like it more than I thought it would. It's,
yeah.
It's still got that Rescue Bots charm. It doesn't quite match the earlier series, which is way better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
This is still pretty good.
It is weird. Like, Rescue Bots is great show. Recommend to everybody. Rescue Bots Academy, the voices switch changed. Annoys me. The character designs I've gotten used to all of it. Like, it's missing something from Rescue Bots, some magic that I can't quite put my finger on other than voice cast.
Mm-hmm.
But it is still good. It has grown on me in that, like, I feel that I need to write fanfic in this corner of the universe.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Maybe not with the kiddos, but like...
I mean, not that kind of fanfic, but other...
Well, no, definitely not that.
More normal kind of fanfic.
But like, this, like, even the Rescue Bots, like, that was very self-contained of just them. But adding this is like, oh, there's more teams on Earth, more kiddos, more characters, more stuff's happening on Cybertron.
Yes, like...
It's like there's room
cube
for
games.
Fanfiction again.
It is nice when it's sort of, there's lots of room to stretch out in a setting.
And like Medic's talking about his little emotional synapses, and it's like, oh, are we hugging? Like, Medic's alone is a great little character.
He's a good guy. He's a good little guy. Though, again, I also really enjoy it when he's just like bringing out the popcorn to watch other people wreck everything. Which,
yes,
he does on occasion.
That's the thing. He has range of being kind of the autistic one to the, well, fine, I'm going along with this. Give me the popcorn. Let's see what happens.
Yes. He has that little mischievous streak.
Yeah. It's good. I won't say I'm not as excited as to come back to it, but I will be happy to come back to these characters when we get back to them.
Yes.
Just not quite as much as with Rescue Bots. Rescue Bots was so much of a surprise.
Yeah.
Of how much I love that show.
It was, yeah, it was a lot better than I think any of us expected.
Yes. But that's not what we're doing. Well, next we're coming back to Cyberverse for our next series.
Yes, but not next week. Next week we are doing something that is, that Jen would kill us all if we didn't do.
So, yeah, Micronauts is a thing that dropped suddenly. It was produced around the same time and originally part of our between episode or between seasons thing was to check in on what was going on elsewhere at that time. So like during Beast Wars, we did Gal Gaigar because that was on at the time. So this time, something else that was being produced but not actually aired in 2018, 2019, at the same time Rescue Bots Academy and Cyberverse were on, was, as it turns out, a Micronauts cartoon that was fully produced. And I have watched all of it now, and it's really good. It does have some Transformers hooks in there.
Yay.
For a start, the first two episodes we will be watching, because the first two episodes are, I mean, the whole thing is serialized to a certain extent. So it's like you have episodes where, like, an episode happens. Like, it's contained, but there's stuff going on that carries over. But the first two episodes are that kind of, like, two-part episode pilot kind of vibe that, you know, shows tend to have. First two episodes are Strangers on a Space Bridge and A Space Bridge Too Far.
Space Bridges? That's a Transformers thing.
Yeah, so that should give you some idea. There's also some stuff that people have spotted. There's some stuff at the end of the series that only really makes sense if you take it in the context of occurring in the aligned continuity. Like I said, I finished it. I really, really enjoyed it. I flew too close to the sun and got our YouTube channel completely nuked from uploading the whole thing. Someone else has a lower key one up and running, so it is still up on YouTube. Hopefully it will stay up and it'll be left alone. But that is currently up.
I think it also went back up on Archive or somewhere.
It did briefly, but then I think it went back down.
Mm. Oh, okay.
I'll have to double check on that.
But since it has been out on Archive and on our upload and this new channel, it's out there. It's unstoppable.
I mean, also the new channel, the first episode has 45,000 views. Whoa. So, and that's a different channel from the first one that went up. So that's, you know, it's good. And I am going to force David and Rob to watch the first two episodes. Ooh. And then for our December Patreon, we're going to watch the Christmas episode because there's a Christmas episode.
Ooh. Yes.
I'm not going to be able to watch Earthspark now without just being like, Bumblebee is Zant. It's just, he's, that voice, it's too... Yeah, he's good in this. Everybody, it's got Kevin Michael Richardson in it. It's real good.
Yeah, the voice cast when we get to it is really astounding.
And yeah, I am kind of curious now. I forget whether were we recording when we were talking about that before, or was that between episodes, about wondering if the production budget of this might have been why.
Was between episodes.
Yeah, Rescue Bots Academy and Cyberverse maybe didn't have as much voice acting budget, because the voice acting budget for this is significant.
Yeah.
Somebody mentioned something about somebody who's in a couple episodes, like, they thought they were retired, and yeah, it's, I'll have to look up who that is, because I'm sure it's somebody who Rob knows. but yeah, it's some actor who was in some stuff that didn't have enough explosions for me to watch it. So yes, we are going to be watching the first two episodes of that. I think probably splitting it up into the next two episodes.
Yes, because we could try to cram it together all in one extra long episode. However, I think the story of Micronauts might be more involved.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to do two episodes for two episodes.
Ooh, all right.
We're going to, I guess, probably revisit. I guess, when we did the Iacon Underground radio episode where I talked about it, that was a good chunk, but I hadn't even watched through all of it yet, so... but yeah, that is what we are going to be doing for the next couple episodes. It is something that was being produced by Boulder Media and AllSpark Productions at the same time that Rescue Bots Academy and Cyberverse were in production. So it'll be interesting to see what else they were putting out at the time. And like I said, possibly where a whole big chunk of their budget was going. It's got Sean Astin. He's now the head of the Screen Actors Guild.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that happened, like, this past week.
Yes, he is the main Acroyer character. It's pronounced Acroyer.
Really? It is? Well, I've been saying Acroyer for, like, 30 years.
See, same. I have a lot of... I want to say at some point that was made clear to me long before. Like, I was aware of that, and now I'm like, did that come from the toy commercials or something? Because there was never any Micronauts media that was audio that had an audio component. But I would have sworn that I knew before this that it was pronounced Acroyer, but it is spelled like Acroyer. And
they had a thing in the comments where it was like, it's pronounced this way.
Yeah, next to like a big cutaway of a bass in the Microverse or something.
Yes.
But yeah, so I am looking forward to forcing more people to watch the show because it has been a bright spot in my entertainment diet this year, because it's very like Robots in Disguise 2015 kind of energy, but maybe a little more cohesive in the writing. So just like in the meta plotting and character development. I mean, there, you know, people complain about how Sideswipe and Strongarm do not grow as characters at all through the course of that entire 5-season series, and I can see that.
The problem is they grow, but they reset too often.
Yeah, so this is the same. It's the same kind of tone, but more like the writing is more cohesive. That's the best word I can think of for it.
Ah.
So yeah, that's our next two episodes.
All right. And of course, we'll be back not only next week with more Micronauts, but we also have a Patreon, which is full of bonus episodes. Yes. And this month, we'll be taking on the latest Marvel movie extravaganza, Thunderbolts Asterisk.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, wait. Also, we got to wait. At some point, Gundam is going to be in there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We are going to do another G-Quax episode, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I'm not sure of scheduling if that's going to be before or after. Probably after.
Have we decided on?
Yeah, we might push it after the.
Have we decided on a Halloween Patreon yet?
Yes.
I
think I floated the idea of doing the Marvel Dracula anime, but that might be too dumb.
What? Oh, I don't know. I didn't know about this.
Yes.
I do love, just as a factoid, that Dracula is just a guy who's in the 616, hanging out, macking on Storm, turning Jubilee into a vampire. Well, not him directly. That was, like, someone else.
It is very short, so maybe? But, like, it's condensing, like, 2 years worth of comics.
That sounds
into, like,
amazing.
50 minutes
when
or something.
When did this come out?
The 70s?
Mid-80s?
Mid-80s.
Wasn't it the 80s?
Oh.
I think it was like...
I mean, the comics are from the 70s.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen a GIF of Dracula eating a hamburger...
Yep.
That's where that's from.
I'm not sure I have.
Okay, oh. Well then so this, I guess was this maybe like we're a, doing that next month.
So when you say anime...
I mean anime. Yeah, in Japan.
Like an 80s anime?
Yeah.
Because I do love some 80s anime. Oh no, this is... Okay, I need to know more about this.
Oh, of course, the problem trying to Google it now is, like, the Castlevania anime comes up when you try to Google Dracula anime.
Ah, because people are like, what's that anime with Dracula in it?
Oh, 1980 itself, I think.
Wow. But it's Marvel Dracula. Oh my, what the hell?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, it's literally based upon the old Marvel comic, Dracula.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird.
I never knew this existed, and I've, you know, been in it.
They also did the Frankenstein, but I don't think that anime movie is as entertainingly good bad.
And this is available?
Legally,
unlike YouTube, probably.
It's on YouTube, yes.
But it's on YouTube, okay.
Yeah, people have fan translated. It's been around for a while. It's made the comm circuits.
All right, I would not be opposed to that. That sounds absolutely wild.
Also, how long is it? I think it's like 50 minutes or something. It's ridiculously short for what it is.
But before that, Thunderbolts.
Oh, an hour and a half. It's longer than I thought, but still.
Okay.
Still normal movie length.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so whatever comes next, we'll be back next week with something.
Yes.
Until then, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
Let's roll to the rescue, friends. I'm David.
Good little kiddos.